20. Optimism. During the break, John and Han Meimei are chatting.
Hey Han, how about sitting in on a class at Harvard?
I'd love to, but can we?
Lee can help us.
Why didn't I think of such a good idea? I'm bursting to visit a class at Harvard. Do you have any idea about which class we're going to visit?
Positive psychology.
What? Psychology? Oh no, I don't like it. Although it may sound interesting, it'll make me think too much about the negative side of our life. You know, like depression, pessimism, anxiety, fear, anger, and other painful emotions. No, I won't go.
I'm not that stupid to push myself to think about depressive things. This one is different. It teaches happiness, focusing mostly on love, relationships, well-being, etc.
Are you kidding? I've never heard such things as happiness course at any school. Can happiness be taught?
Yes, come on, Han. It's the most popular course at Harvard in recent years.
Don't play tricks with me. I will not go.
Trust me, or you can ask Lee. He doesn't tell lies.
Well, I guess you're right.
Hello, Han. You should be in class now.
No, it's break now. Lee, I want to verify something. Is positive psychology the most popular course in your university?
It is said so. A lot of students believe that positive psych is the one class that every student needs to take. Why do you ask that?
John and I are planning to sit in on a class at Harvard. He wants me to go with him to listen to this course.
Welcome. It's definitely worth listening to.
But I'm afraid of becoming depressed after listening something too depressive.
You won't. This course is different from traditional psychological courses. It teaches you the basic of being happy, how to live a happy, fulfilling, and flourishing life.
It's really a course about happiness?
Right. You know, a lot of students feel unhappy now because the burdens and stresses they feel are very heavy. But a lot of students say they become happier after taking the course. The course even changed their lives.
Miraculous. I never thought so many students feel unhappy and care so much about happiness. I thought the most popular course may be business or economics. Is this course so important?
People want to be rich, yet more people want to be happy than to be rich.
Who's the teacher? Why did he come up with the idea of teaching happiness?
Ben Shahar. He said he had spent close to 30 years of his life being successfully unhappy.
What does successfully unhappy mean?
I'm not sure. I guess he is a successful man, but an unhappy man. He graduated from Harvard and was active and excellent and achieved a lot, but these achievements didn't make him happy.
Sometimes success doesn't necessarily mean happiness.
Maybe he's too hard on himself. He wanted to find answers, so he began to study to be happy. He often told deeply personal stories to illustrate points.
It seems that I might as well go. John, I decide to go.
Great. You won't regret it.